Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Here we go. 1-2 pitch. Towards the middle. Knocked down by Kessinger. Ball game over.
Great what a play.
Kessinger hadn't played since mid-July. And he knocks one down and makes an incredible play to win a game. Profar yelling at the umpires. He told them he wasn't hit by that pitch. This is one of the craziest endings you'll ever see.
Unbelievable. Bases loaded. A guy who just came up made an unbelievable play. Greg Kessinger with the backhand and the flip. And the Astros with every right to complain have actually won this game against this umpiring crew and this great team in the San Diego Padres.
As soon as Profar was retired, he got up and started screaming at the umpires that he wasn't hit by a pitch. I've never seen anything like
both
that.
Both teams very unhappy with how this game was officiated.
All right, that was Todd Callis and Jeff Blum, obviously, on the call there. The final out of last night's game between the Astros and Padres. It was wild. We'll unpack the wildness here in a second. The important thing you need to know, the most important thing moving forward, is have you heard the good news? The Astros win 4-3 in 10 innings. The Mariners lose to the Yankees. So the Yankees are good friends, at least last night, because we had a common enemy, the Seattle Mariners. And the Astros now up 5 games with 11 to go. The walls are closing in on the old Seattle Mariners, Seth Payne.
This is, look, and in a game where, boy, Hunter Brown was a lot of fun in this one. Unfortunately, everything is overshadowed by just incredibly bad umpiring. And incredibly, look, we've seen the feistiest version of Altuve we've ever seen this season, I think.
Yep.
Multiple ejections and an earned one last night where he hits a ball off his foot. It's ruled a fair ball. He's out. And Altuve proceeds to take his shoe and sock off to show the umpire exactly.
That's not
where
joking,
the,
by the way. Like, he literally
yeah, this
did
is
that.
A, yeah. He Nikita Khrushchev this one. Yeah. He might as well have just been pounding the shoe on the ground because it was clear, obvious. And I mean, you had two instances in this game where, just like the Bregman hit by pitch / foul ball or the foul ball thing from a week ago, there's clear evidence of what had happened. And yet, the umpires, the MLB replay crew, nobody can rectify it. For both sides,
yeah.
It was ridiculous. So Altuve hit it off his foot. He's showing where the ball hit his foot, and he gets ejected.
Here's what it sounded like during the game. This is the Altuve ejection. Again, top of the ninth inning, runner in scoring position, two outs. Altuve clearly fouls a ball off his foot that rolls into the infield. The Padres play the play out, get him out at first base, and Altuve winds up getting ejected, arguing the call.
Hits Altuve's foot. They're going to say fair ball. Brennan Miller is going to say that ball didn't hit Altuve, and that's going to be the final out of the inning. Brennan Miller is not ingratiating himself to Astros players, coaches, or manager.
You've got
to
ask for help.
You got to check with other umpires to see if it did hit Altuve.
Altuve needs to be pulled out of the situation. They need to keep him in this game.
Altuve showing
he
where it hit
his
foot, and now he's ejected.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
You're right, though. They should have got Altuve out of there. He's been ejected. We're going to have a tie game heading to the bottom of the ninth. Altuve will limp off the field. This game is crazy.
It was crazy. So there were There were, by my count, I mean, there were plenty of bad calls in the game. The ones that are getting the most attention, one, bottom of the sixth, Astros up 2-0. Hunter Brown is dealing. He's pitching a gem. And Manny Machado is ahead in the count 3-0. Hunter Brown gets a couple of strike calls that were bad calls. And instead of Manny Machado getting walked, he ends up hitting a two-run home run. I would have rather he walked. So that,
right, yeah, like in that one. So, boy, I wish it had been a good umpire.
Yeah.
I wish the umpire would have actually done the right thing and walked. Machado, you could argue, was he fueled by adrenaline and anger, and that helped him crank that one out. It was the beginning of this comedy of errors.
Yeah, for purposes of our narrative, I choose to believe that's what happened. Then when Hader comes in, I believe in the eighth, he starts behind 1-0 on the count to the hitter he's pitching to, because the umpire didn't see him call timeout. And so then the umps spend 10 minutes trying to hash out that call. Hader's cooling off in the meantime, like, hey, bro, I'm coming in from the bullpen. I'm ready to roll. It was a comedy of errors. Then the Altuve foul ball that should have been the Altuve out that should have been a foul ball off his foot. Altuve ends up getting ejected, as does Joe Espada, which only exacerbates the situation. And then in the 10th, the bottom of the 10th, the Profar situation that you heard Callis and Blum talking about, two outs, runners on first and third. Brennan Miller, the home plate umpire, says that Profar gets hit by a pitch and they send him to first. And Profar didn't want to go to first base. He wanted to swing the bat. He wanted to try to drive in the winning run from third base and not load the bases. They review it. And they still get it wrong. They still say, nope, you got hit by the pitch, go to first base. Both teams didn't like that call. Like, they were pitching to Profar. They wanted to pitch to Profar. Profar wanted to hit. And somehow they had a missed call that managed to piss off both teams. And the Astros, the winning team, mind you, the winning team in this game. The umpiring was so bad, they got into a dust-up with the umps going back into the clubhouse.
Mike Schilt is on his way out. And there is a little bit of a holdup here.
Well, we got a near fight down between the umpires as they're trying to leave the field, and they leave in the same place where the Astros are, and the Astro players were getting all over home plate umpire Brennan Miller, and the other umpires had to get in between to try to make sure that there wasn't any more physical interaction. Now the umpires are leaving the field.
Yeah. The text message, and again, I'll try to clarify this. I didn't see the game, but what happened on that last play? A batter's arguing he was not hit by a pitch. I don't get it. You may have texted that before I just explained it, but I'll re-explain it one more time. Yeah, Profar from the Padres, they had runners first and third, two outs, and Profar, who's been hitting the ball well, wanted to swing the bat. He did not want to get put on base. He wanted to swing the bat. The Astros wanted to pitch to Profar. Both sides didn't want a hit by pitch in that situation, and yet not only did they call one, but they reviewed it and got it wrong on the review. You know, like, they had a chance to rectify it.
That's the one that made it that's what made it so bizarre, is when Profar, and understandably, you get it. It's not weird that he was arguing that because he wanted to be at bat, but it's not something you typically see.
Right.
It's just a guy.
Just take
both
the base.
Both teams wanting the correct call to be made for different reasons, and even the guy who clearly knows and understands that he wasn't hit by the pitch, saying, like, no, I wasn't hit by the pitch, and the ump is like, nope, we're moving forward with this plan, no matter what. This is the oh my god, it was so weird.
It was crazy, man.
I'm glad that I can laugh at it. If the Astros had lost this game, particularly if it were close. I mean, can you imagine if it were close in the division or something right now?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have been able to sleep last night.
Right.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Astros back at it late this afternoon. 5:40 is the first pitch we get Framber today, I believe. I think today is a Framber Valdez. So the most dominant pitcher in the American League gets to impose some dominance, hopefully today, on a National League squad out there in San Diego.
The other thing, too, by the way, people are pointing out is that you pointed out this multiple times, mm-hmm. but the argument about Hader. Going Hader with his pitch clock violation on his first pitch, which was dumb and absurd and stupid. Again, they argue about it forever, where your closer who comes out all amped up and ready to go is just having to sit there and bide his time, you know. It's not like they can walk a fluffer out there or something to keep him going. There's so many things done poorly in this game.
And he throws a wild pitch, the first pitch after the umps finally, get back to playing baseball. Like, it's, So that's how bad it was. The winning team was the one confronting the umpires as they were leaving the field. That's how bad the officiating was in that game last night with
they
the
needed,
Astros.
They should have had a security detail for Brennan Williams to take him out a back exit or something, because both teams wanted him dead.
Yeah. If it was in any other city, they might need to do that. They're pretty docile in San Diego, they're pretty laid back.
I never buy into that, because supposedly they're docile in Portland. And Portland's supposed to be this, just this groovy hippie city and everything. Yeah. Nothing but a bunch of tree huggers. But boy, I don't know. Their basketball fans don't seem like
that. No, that's true.
Sean, as somebody who is, I'm currently in Eugene, Oregon, having driven from Portland. This is the thing about the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
It's sometimes annoying, because the culture here is that people drive the speed limit.
Yeah.
And you think like, oh, okay, so a bunch of, oh, God forbid you make some kind of little traffic error, or they've got all these weird intersections that are three-way stops, and it's very confusing, and people get livid. Yeah. They won't honk, but they'll scream at you.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all like, oh, yeah, we don't honk around here. Yeah, and we drive the speed limit. Hey, what the hell did you just cross over the white line, you
really?
Son of a bitch?
Really?
You son of a bitch,
Okay. Wow, in Oregon, huh?
In any communist society, the people need to be basically police themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody's got to be in it for the common good.
That's true.
And if you don't, you're going off to the gulag.
Right. And the half of society that deserves more than they make are very angry about that, naturally, driving around all the time.
It's just like every other place except in Plaid. That's the difference. The anger is done in Plaid.
Yep.
I think San Diego, look, it's not like nothing violent ever happens in San Diego, Sean.
That's true.
They gotta have your head on a swivel, umpires.
For those wondering that are watching on YouTube, wondering why Seth is doing the show from his grandmother's couch. That's why.
Yeah.
He's an Airbnb up in Oregon. People like that painting behind you, too, as well, the wild horses.
I don't think those are sarcastic compliments. So I'm getting
I think they like
my Airbnb horse painting.
I like it. Payne and Pendergast with you.
I spent one day out here, and I was like, oh, gosh, this weather, it's so nice, because it's, like, high 60s, low 70s. It took about 36 hours before I was like, all right, I'm depressed. This is gloomy. It's raining, but it's not actually raining. I don't even know what this is. I'm depressed now. I need some sunshine.
Someone says, I had a guy hit my car in Portland because my hood went over the white line at a crosswalk, not even my tires.
Pedestrians very much have the right of way anywhere and everywhere almost. They have these stop signs. Sean, it's so confusing. I like the concept and the theory, but there are stop signs in Eugene where it's stop for pedestrians underneath. But you see the stop sign, so it's like every crosswalk you're coming up to, you're like, oh crap, am I running? Oh no, okay, yep. I'm good. But then if some bro is walking up, he's 10 foot away from the crosswalk, and you don't stop for him, he'll curse you out.
Yep.
I'm very stressed out up here between the gloominess and the angry pedestrians. I gotta get out. I'm gone tomorrow.
My daughter spent a year up there, and I'm with you. I've had a chance. Now, you know the frat house that they patterned, or that they filmed Animal House, the one they patterned it after was from some other school, but they filmed Animal House on University of Oregon's campus up there.
One is it? I've walked past a lot of fraternity houses.
I'm not sure. If you can Google it, though. I know when I went up there to visit Judy, I Googled it and took a picture in front of the one that they filmed it at and stuff like that. But there's a lot of Animal House landmarks up there in Eugene.
I'll have to ask. I was at a Sigma Chi party last night until like 3 a.m.
Working the keg.
Taught the kids how to funnel beer and everything.
Holding the kids up on a keg stand.
Why aren't you guys drinking, man? Do you guys even know how to do a keg stand? You guys aren't living.
I like this new pledge, Seth, man. Seth is cool.
I will say, though, all jokes aside, as far as there is a certain vibe out here that I notice it every time I fly. The gate at the airport feels completely different than, say, when you're taking a flight to Newark.
Yeah.
Except for these little driving hypocrisies, there is just a different laid-back vibe that's very, it seduces you almost.
A little bit. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We are on a Wednesday here. We're a couple days away from the Vikings and the Texans. We'll get to the Vikings and the Texans. There was a video that popped up yesterday on the internet of the aftermath of the Bears-Texans game on Sunday, the two quarterbacks meeting at midfield. We're going to do a little Zapruder on this. There is one particular thing that the internet, probably the Texans-loving part of the internet, is none too happy with when it comes to Caleb Williams. We'll let you take a listen, see if you can discern. We'll lay it out. We'll do that coming up next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.